And up next on today's call is Nebraska's Rhonda Revell. The Huskers are the number 8 seed for this year's Big Ten tournament. They'll face 9th-seeded Illinois in a first-round game on Thursday at approximately 1:30 p.m. Eastern time on BTN. Coach, thanks for joining us this morning. If you could, open up with a quick statement, then we'll take some questions from the media.
Well, thank you for having me. Number one, just congratulations to the entire league. I think it's been a great conference, very competitive. To have 3 teams in the top 16 in RPI, all of them have a legitimate shot at hosting in next week's NCAA regional, which is really, really a great step for this conference. To last weekend being on national television with the conference title on the line at Minnesota with such a great crowd. You know, half of our league is in the top 50 in the RPI, so I just really feel like the Big Ten is hot and we're trending in the right direction, and just really proud of everyone's effort. So congratulations to all.
Thank you, Coach. Now let's take some questions from our media members on the phone.
If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Once again, that's star 1. We'll pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. And your first question is from Casey Campbell, GreatLakesPost.com.
Hey, Rhonda, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
When you look at, talk about Courtney Wallace for a second. You know, how have you seen her progression so far in the Big Ten season?
Well, Courtney Wallace's progression has really been the same as several of our young players, our first-year players. If you look at our statistics from the first half of conference play where we hit at a 2.18 clip and pitched at a 6.62 ERA to the second half, where we hit at a 2.95 clip and pitched at a 3.72 ERA. It really shows, number one, the resiliency of this young group, because we were out of postseason contention, barring winning the Big Ten tournament, pretty early in our season. And for a lot of teams, you know, they could check out or cash it in, and this group made a commitment collectively to try to trend and point the needle back in a right direction and really not be concerned about the scoreboard, but be concerned about getting better today. And I really feel like we've seen that in the second half of conference play. I feel like we're a competitive team now. We just had a really tough series with Wisconsin that we came off of, and Courtney Wallace has been a big part of that.
All right, thank you, Rhonda. Good luck in the tournament.
Thank you.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Elise Miniker, Big Ten Network. Elise, your line is open.
Sorry, I muted myself. Hi, Coach.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm curious, you had a tough conference schedule. You had Michigan, Illinois, Northwestern, Minnesota. I don't think you had Northwestern there, but Wisconsin, like you just said. How do you think that's prepared you for conference play now?
I know, we played them all, didn't we?
Well, I can throw Northwestern there, too. Just
you know what? Here's what I could tell you. Every weekend, as all of those teams came up, I thought at the end of the weekend, whether we won a game or didn't, we were more competitive than the day before and the weekend before. And so as a coach, looking at the long game here, I feel like, you know, we have 3 freshmen that have gotten significant playing time that are going to move into their sophomore years with, having been through the competitive fire. We have a sophomore that is starting for the first year, so the first year starter. So there's half of our lineup right there that I feel like moving into this tournament and on and beyond is going to be really, really helpful. So, I'm grateful that we got to play that kind of competition. And like I said, that's what, with my opening statement, I think this conference is really strong, and I think that we have many teams that can go deep into postseason, and it's really exciting.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Good luck this week at the tournament.
Thank you very much. Take care.